The Lord is risen.
主已复活。
Let's open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians 15, where I'd like you to follow along with a few more verses.
让我们打开圣经到哥林多前书15章，我希望再读多几节的经文。
Beginning at verse 15. Verse 3.
从第三节开始。
For I delivered to you as of first importance that I also received that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that He appeared to Cephas and then to the 12, and then He appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, although some have fallen asleep. Then He appeared to James, then to the apostles, last of all, to one untimely unborn, he appeared to me.
从第三节开始，十五章哥林多前书，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。
The oldest book in the Bible asks the questions that every culture in history is asked, if a man die, shall he live again?
圣经中最古老的一卷书问过一个问题，是所有的历史文化中都会问到的，就是说人死了岂能活过来吗？
Jesus answered that question with a simple truth that he told his disciples, because I live, you too shall live.
耶稣用一个非常简单的真理，也就是他所告诉门徒的，回答了这个问题。他说，因为我活着，所以你们也要活着。
In our secular culture, there's a great deal of false comfort that people take from the notion that death is a natural part of life.
在我们世俗的文化里边，有一种说法认为死亡是人自然生命的一部分。我们的人呢，也从这种说法得到了很多虚假的安慰。
The Bible teaches it is not.
但是圣经告诉我们不是这样的。
The Bible refers to death as an enemy in our text.
圣经说到死亡的时候，说它是我们人的仇敌。
When I was in graduate school, I heard a well-known researcher lecture about death and dying.
当我在读研究生的时候，有一次听到一个非常有名的学者有一个讲座，他讲到人生死的问题。
She scolded all those who still felt that death was an enemy.
他责备那些仍然认为死亡是人的仇敌的人。
She urged her audience to think themselves as leaves on a tree which must turn loose, fall to the ground and become mulch to make room for new leaves.
他敦促他的听众把自己看作像树上的树叶一样，到了时候就会落下来，给新生的树叶留出空间。
This all sounds nice, especially to well-dressed, well-educated group of people who've just had a good meal.
这听起来很不错，尤其是对那些衣着光鲜、受过良好教育、好像刚刚吃过一顿丰盛的晚餐的人来讲。
To those who feel good about everything.
也对那些对自己感觉一切的事情都不错的人。
As a pastor, too often I've had to witness what disease and death can do.
但是作为一个牧师，我经常看到很多，见证过很多死亡和疾病给人带来什么。
There's the young newlywed riddled with cancer with just weeks to live.
我曾经见证过一个年轻的新婚的年轻人得了癌症，只有几个星期存活的时间。
There's the precious little 8-month-old who died in open heart surgery.
我也见证过一个非常可爱的小孩子，八个月大，但是死于开胸的手术。
And then there was the weeping surgical nurse trying to compose herself so she could bring the parents to see the body of that little child.
甚至连手术中的护士也禁不住哭泣，她不得不整理自己，然后才能带孩子的父母来看这他们宝贝的遗体。
Once I had to witness what was left of a young college student whose motorcycle fell apart under him at high speed.
有一次我也见到一个大学生，年轻的大学生骑着摩托车，当摩托车飞速行驶的时候突然解体，他只留下了残缺不全的遗体。
And then there's the sharp, bright people of all ages slowly, relentlessly losing their faculties.
我也看过很多非常聪明有修养的人，他们各种年龄的都有，但是他们慢慢的却无情的，他们的肢体失去了功能。
These were not leaves letting go, making room for the next generation.
这绝不是什么像树叶一样，到时候就落下来，给新的一代留出空间那么简单。
They were human personalities clinging to life.
他们是一个个追求生命的人的个体。
Or they were happily going about their business.When suddenly ushered into eternity.
也许他们正在欢欢喜喜地做着自己的事情，但是突然之间进入永恒。
And we can't forget that there are the loved ones who share in the loss of it all.
所以我们知道剩下的那些爱他的人们就活在失去他们的痛苦之中。
We often speak of those who die that they lose their battle with some disease.
我们经常说到那些死了的人是好像是在跟疾病和死亡征战的战争中输掉了。
That would be speaking more biblically.
这更像圣经真理所讲的。
Death in the Bible is an enemy.
在圣经里边讲到死亡的时候，它是一个仇敌。
It is not a natural part of life. We were created to live forever.
它并不是生命中一个自然的部分，因为我们被造是为了永恒的。
But back in the beginning of the Bible, we sinned, and death entered because of that sin.
然而在圣经的开始，我们就看到人犯罪了，那死亡就因为犯罪而进了世界。
Death is an enemy in the Bible because it is foremost a separation from God.
在圣经里边，死亡是人的仇敌，因为首先讲到的，它是把人和神分开的那一个。
At the beginning, in our innocence, we were created for friendship with God.
在开始的时候，人被造是无辜的，因为为着一个跟神建立美好关系的目的。
The Bible gives us a beautiful picture of the Lord coming at the close of the day to walk with Adam and Eve.
圣经给我们看见一幅很美丽的图画，就是在天色将晚的时候，你看神来到亚当和夏娃那里，跟他们一起散步。
There, Adam and Eve.Had open fellowship with God. There was nothing to separate them from God.
在那里，亚当和夏娃跟神有一个敞开的交通，在他们之间好像没有任何的事情把他们分开。
They had friendship with God, face to face.
他们面对面跟神有美好的关系。
But when they sinned, they tried to hide from God.
但是当他们犯罪之后，他们就希望从神的面前逃离。
Sin separates us from God because He is holy and pure.
罪把人和神分开了，因为神是圣洁的。
So Adam and Eve, as they were face to face with God, suddenly sin entered in, and there was this great separation of sin between a holy God and a sinful Adam.
那当罪来了的时候，本来他们跟神之间是没有分离的，但是罪进入了他们跟神和人之间，就把人和神分开了。
When God looks at Adam, all he can see is Adam's sin.
当神在看到亚当的时候，他所看到的是亚当所犯的罪。
In his holiness, there's only one thing that God can do with sin. He must judge it.
因为神是圣洁的，对于罪神只有一种方法去对待他，就是要审判他。
And no one can say he or she has not sinned.
没有人可以讲他不是罪人。
The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
因为圣经讲世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
But in God's mercy, he did not end humanity when Adam sinned.
但是因着神的怜悯， 当亚当犯罪的时候，神并没有立即毁灭人类。
Adam didn't sin, die physically right away.
亚当的肉体在犯罪之后并没有马上死亡。
But the results of sin stayed.
然而罪的结果却是一直存留。
Our text says, as by a man came death, so by a man has come the resurrection from the dead. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive.
我们读过的经文里边讲，死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
Adam and Eve did not suffer physical death immediately, but God put into action a plan by which sinners could be saved and enjoy His presence forever.
亚当和夏娃并没有立即体会到死亡所带来的痛苦，但是神却立即开始了他的计划，要把罪人拯救出来，享受跟他永远的同在。
Our Bible passage today, beginning in verse 3, gives a summary of that plan.
刚才我们读过的经文在第三节就把这个计划给我们一个总结。
Notice that Paul says this is of first importance.
请我们注意到，当保罗讲到这一点的时候，他说这非常重要。
It is top priority.
这是头等大事。
And he goes on to list four historical, well-attested events.
然后他就接着讲了四件在历史上有确凿证据可查的事情。
First, Christ died for our sins.
首先是基督为我们的罪死了。
Christ died, that's the historical event.
基督的死是一件真实的历史事件。
That he died for our sins speaks of its significance.
他为我们的罪而死，说出来他死的意义。
Everything we read about Jesus in the Bible shows how he came like another Adam to begin a new creation.
在圣经里边我们读到的所有关于耶稣的事情都是讲到他像是一个又另外一个亚当一样，因为他要带来一个新的创造。
He was born without sin. He didn't deserve to die, for he was the perfect Son of God.
他生而无罪，他不应该死亡，因为他是神完美无缺的儿子。
So why did he die?
那么他为什么要死呢?
Paul says he died for our sins according to the scriptures.
保罗说他为我们的罪死了，是照着圣经所说。
One of the most remarkable things about the Lord Jesus is that hundreds of years before they happened.
关于耶稣基督最奇妙的一件事情，就是在几百年前，他出生之前，
His birth, his life, his death, and his resurrection were all predicted in the Bible.
他的出生、他的生活、他的死亡和复活都在圣经中预言了。
Bible documents are well preserved.
圣经的文献很好的保存下来。
No other figure in history has anything like it.
没有任何其他的历史人物有这样的事情。
700 years before Jesus, the Bible tells us why Jesus had to die.
在耶稣出生700年之前，圣经就预言他为什么要死。
You see, through his miraculous birth, Jesus was born without that separation between him and his father.
我们知道耶稣的出生是非常的奇妙，所以他生而无罪。
He lived a perfect life.In obedience, to the Father, without that separation of sin.
他过着一个完美的生活，是完全服从他父的旨意，没有任何跟父之间的间隔。
He had open fellowship with his Father.
他跟父之间有敞开的交通。
But then he went to the cross.
然而他却上了十字架。
In his perfection, he shouldn't have died.
因为他是完美无瑕的，他不应该死。
Nothing came between him and the Father, so what happened?
也没有任何的其他的事情进入到他和父的之间，那到底发生什么事了呢？
700 years before, God told the prophet that in the moment when Jesus was on the cross, God laid upon him the iniquity of us all.
那在圣经上，在耶稣出生700年之前，神就借着先知预言说， 当耶稣在十字架上的时候的那一刻，神会把我们的不义、我们的罪放在耶稣的身上。
There is my sin and your sin laid upon Jesus upon the cross.
在十字架上，我的罪和你的罪放在了耶稣的身上。
There's only one thing God can do with sin, no matter who is carrying it, and that is to judge it.
不管是谁背负这个罪，神对罪只有一个方式，就是要去审判他。
So Jesus died while he was bearing your sin and mine.
所以基督的死是因为他背负了你的罪和我的罪。
Then the text says he was buried.
然后保罗又说他被埋葬。
He experienced the business end of the cemetery.
他经历了坟墓所带来的最残酷的事实。
His death was real, and because he died for our sins, his death paid God's penalty against your sins and mine.
他的死亡是真实的，并且因为他是为我们死的，所以他的死为你我的罪付上了审判的代价。
Then it says he was raised the third day.
然后又说到他在第三天复活。
Please note that this is also according to the scriptures.
请注意，保罗在这里也讲到，这也是跟照着圣经所说。
And then he appeared.
然后他讲到他的显现。
It's an historic, well-attested fact.
这也是在历史上有证据可查的。
The Apostle Paul gives a partial list of those who saw Jesus alive after his brutal crucifixion.
保罗只是列出了这个名单的一部分，是那些看到基督在他十字架残酷的十字架死亡之后又复活的人。
He was raised the third day. That's what Easter is all about.
他在第三天复活了，这是复活节所有的含义。
If he hadn't been raised, there would be nothing unusual about today, or indeed about Jesus.
如果他没有复活，那么关于今天，或者说确实的是关于耶稣，就没有什么不寻常的。
That group of cringing, frightened disciples could never have figured out a positive spin to start the Christian church.
他那些胆小怕事的门徒也绝对不会有任何的动力去开创基督教会。
The gospel record shows that some disciples had to be dragged into believing the truth of the resurrection by Jesus himself.
我们记得在福音书里面讲到，有的时候耶稣不得不他亲自让这些门徒相信他从死里复活的事实。
Because of these things, I can tell you with confidence that death is not the final word.
因为所有的这些事实，我可以非常自信地告诉你们，死亡不再有最终的话语权。
Death is not nature's way of tidying up our lives or tidying up nature.
死亡并不是像说大自然用一个手一样，让我们一代过去，一代又来，或者说要大自然用这种方式来整理妥当。
Just as surely as God raised Jesus from the dead, there will come a time when death itself shall die.
就像正如神让基督从死里复活一样，总有一天死亡自己也会被终结。
And that's why Paul can say at the end of this chapter, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory?
所以保罗在这一章的结尾说到，说死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？
34 years ago, I started my battle with heart disease.
34年之前，我开始了跟我的心脏病征战的事情。
Someday I will lose it and I'll become what the world calls dead.
那有一天，我也会输掉这场战争，我也会变成这个世界上所谓的死者。
But you know, I don't fear that time.Because through Jesus' death and resurrection, the stinger has been removed from the enemy.
但你知道吗？我并不害怕，因为基督借着复活已经把死亡的毒钩拔除了。
It is because the same living Christ who appeared to Peter and to the 12 and to the 500 others came into my life also.
就是那一位同一位复活的主，他曾经向彼得显现，向十二使徒。甚至向500多人同时显现，那一位主也进入了我的生命。
And the longer I know and serve my living Savior, the more death becomes not the end, but the beginning of an eternal journey.
随着我认识和服侍我的救主，时间越来越长，我就越知道死亡不是一个终点，而是它一个旅程的起点。
In another place, the Bible says death becomes a desire to depart and to be with Christ.
圣经另外一处说到死亡的时候，他说我情愿离世，与基督同在是好的无比的。
That word depart is found in other secular ancient Greek documents.
这个单词 depart, 也就是离开，也出现在古希腊的文献，其他的文献当中。
It's used for taking down a tent and resuming a journey.
当这个词在那里被用到的时候，它是说把帐篷拆除了，收拾好，准备启程。
Or it's used for untying a ship from the dock and setting sail on an adventure.
或者是他说在码头上把船的缆绳解开，准备航行。
Friends, only Jesus died and rose from the dead.
朋友们，只有耶稣死了，又从死里复活。
Therefore, only those who believe in him may face death with that kind of confidence.
所以也只有那些相信耶稣的人，当他们面对死亡的时候，才会有这样的自信。
Once again, it's the season for tornadoes.
那我们知道，现在又到了龙卷风的季节。
The weather people on the news always seem so excited to anticipate the challenge of forecasting these complex storms.
我们看到在新闻上，那些天气预报员或者是气象专家，经常他们会非常紧张，因为他们知道要预报这样复杂的天气。是非常有挑战性的。
It's a large responsibility. They hope their work will prevent injury and sudden death.
这是一个非常巨大的责任，因为他们希望通过他们的预报来保护人们免受死亡的损失。
Whenever a tornado is near, I'm reminded of a funeral I was called to preach soon after we moved to Shawnee.
每当有龙卷风从旁边经过的时候，我就会想起我刚到商尼这个城市不久。就被叫去到一个葬礼上去释放信息。
It was for an 87-year-old member of Shawnee Baptist who had one of those long Belgian last names.
这个人是已经87岁了，他在商尼浸信会聚会，他的名字很长，是一个比利时的名字，非常长。
He actually lived behind this church in one of either the first or the second street.
他其实就住在我们教会旁边的几条街上。
I didn't know the man, so I was grateful that he had put together a short summary of his life for his grandchildren.
我事先并不认识这个人，但是很感恩的是他事先就把他自己的生平 写成了一个总结，给了他的孙子孙女。
His long life had many interesting events, but the most exciting thing happened to him when he was in his 20s.
他的生命里面的生活经历里面有很多的非常有趣的事情，但是最有意思的是发生在他20多岁的时候。
He was working in the railroad yards in Carbondale, Illinois, when a tornado suddenly dropped down on a nearby field.
那个时候他在伊利诺伊州的 Carbondale 这个城市一个铁路站工作，但突然有一天龙卷风来了。
There was no shelter in sight.
放眼望去，没有可以藏身的地方。
By instinct, all he could do is run for the storm, from the storm.
出于本能，他所有能做的就是赶紧跑。
In a flash, as he was running, a boxcar that had been lifted by the storm fell on its side right on top of him.
突然之间，当他在奔跑的时候，有一个货车的车厢是被龙卷风卷起来的。他就被侧翻了，然后一下子压在他的身上。
He should have been crushed, but as you know, he lived to old age.
他应该是被压碎了，但是他却活到了很大的年纪。
What made the difference?
那到底发生了什么呢？
The boxcar was empty, but the door was open.
那个货车的车厢里边没装东西，但是门是开的。
As it fell,It landed in just the right way for him to be left cringing in the open doorway.
当那个车厢砸下来的时候，正正好好是他站那个地方， 在那个门口的地方，所以他可以进到车厢里边。
My friends, Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man, woman, boy or girl enter in, that one shall be saved.
朋友们，Give me a second.
My friend, Jesus said, I am the door.
I just, kind of emotional. 耶稣说，我就是门，无论男女，只要从我进来的，一定会得救。
On the first Easter, a few women went to anoint the body of Jesus.
在第一个复活节的早晨，几个妇女到耶稣的坟墓前。
As they arrived, they saw that the stone was rolled away from the door.
他们去膏耶稣的身体，但是当他们到达的时候，发现封在坟墓门口的石头已经滚开了。
When they looked in, they saw the tomb was empty.
当他们向里看的时候，发现坟墓是空的。
Because Jesus lives, death now has a gaping hole in it.
因为耶稣复活了，所以死亡被撕开了一个口子。
Jesus entered into resurrection life.
那耶稣进入了一个复活的生命。
Having defeated death by the power of his indestructible life.
他战胜了死亡，因为他的生命有着不可战胜的力量。
Death was designed to separate, crush, and destroy.
死亡是带来分离、分散、破碎和毁坏。
What if on that first Easter morning they got to the tomb and found the stone still sealing the doorway?
我们如果试图想象一下，在第一个复活节的时候，当那些妇女到了那里，看到那个石头仍然封在坟墓的门口。
What if Jesus' body was still inside?
那如果他们看到耶稣的身体仍然在坟墓里边。
Then death would still come down and crush us.
那如果那样的话，死亡仍然能够临到我们，并且把我们击碎。
We would still be paying the penalty for our own sin.
我们仍然需要为我们自己的罪付上审判的代价。
Death would still have its sting.
死亡仍然会有它的毒钩。
But because Jesus lives, when death lands on the believer, it doesn't crush.
然而因为基督复活了，所以死亡临到信徒的时候，他不能够再把我们压垮。
Jesus himself said, Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live, and everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die.
那耶稣自己也说，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
Then Jesus says, Do you believe this?
然后耶稣说，你信这话吗？
Do you know Christ is your personal Savior?
你认识耶稣就是你个人的救主吗？
Can you face the realities of life and death knowing that all that separates you from God has been taken away by the Savior.
当你面对死亡和生存的问题的时候，你知不知道耶稣已经把隔在我们神和之间的那个罪拿去了？
If not, then in the quiet of this moment, pray.
如果还没有，请你安静祷告。
Admit your need of Jesus.
向耶稣承认你的需要。
Turn away from your sins.
离开你的罪。
Trust in Jesus that what he did on the cross, he did for you and receive eternal life on this resurrection day.
相信耶稣，相信他在十字架上所做的是为你做的，接受他为你的救主，就在今天这个复活节的日子。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, help us today to know the power of Jesus' resurrection.
亲天父，请帮助我们明白耶稣复活的大能。
Help us to give our lives fully to Him.
帮助我们能够把我们的一生交托给他。
Help us to walk with Jesus in courage and in the peace that passes all understanding.
让我们能够与主同行，让他的鼓励和他的保守能够超出我们所求所想的。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。